thanks for listening. This is Jeremy Rupp with The Jeremy Rupp Show, Secret Strategies to Successful Real Estate Investing in Construction. Today's podcast is on how to close a deal in 2 to 4 weeks. If you'd like further information on myself or the show or any other information, please go to jeremyrupp.com. Little housekeeping, as always, I am not a professional CPA or attorney. I am simply an active investor sharing thoughts and experiences. So if you do act on any of this information, please consult your own professionals. All right. So how to close a deal in 2 to 4 weeks. You're going to hear this again, and I've said it before, but always be prepared. The previous podcast on how to pull the trigger addressed how to be prepared more thoroughly. I'll go over it quickly in a second here, but the biggest thing is how to be prepared, because at the end of the day, having to move quickly truly is a blessing in disguise. And the reason I say that is that most people think that closing in 2 weeks is difficult or stressful or bad or something to avoid, yada, yada, yada. Truth is, I personally and most investors personally feel that it's a blessing in disguise. So in order to do that, you have to close fast with no contingencies, usually hard earnest money, etc., etc., etc. Here we go. In my opinion, most investors who don't pull the trigger aren't prepared, and this can easily be managed, so get prepared. All right. How to close a deal in 2 to 4 weeks. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to go over how simple this really is by making sure that what I'm going to do in a second here is go through a contract basically day by day. All of these things are very, very important and need to be done. However, it is very simple. But before we do that, we're going to talk about a few things that also should be written down, which are a couple must-haves, a few actually. So you need to be able to have funding. So once we go through this contract in a second here, we're going to assume that your funding is in place. And what that means is that you have a hard money or cash position in place that's liquid and it's ready to go. And or you have a conventional lender if you're going to be doing a buy and hold situation where you're going to need conventional financing. You're going to need a solid contract, which I'm about to go through. However, I'm saying it just because it's a must-have. I'm going to talk about how you need to double-check that you have a clear title, because that's incredibly important. And you have a good insurance person, because making sure your property's insurability is legitimate is very, very important. Next thing is the inspection. Have a very trusted inspector until you are ready to inspect on your own, if you ever do get to that point. A regular inspector, meaning just a normal inspector that would inspect a typical house on a normal sale between Jane and John Doe and some seller. And then also establish relationships with structural inspectors, asbestos, mold, radon, all the specialty items for your particular part of the world. And then lastly, a contractor. This contractor needs to act quickly, very quickly. They need to start when you want them to, with bids and numbers and contracts and a schedule, etc. The thing is that what's kind of strange is that anywhere from a $20,000 deal all the way up to an $80,000 deal, there's not a lot of a timeline difference for some goofy reason. I'm sure if you have a $15,000 or whatever $1,000 deal, you can get those done in about 3 weeks. But typically, no matter how big the project is, unless they're enormous, say $75,000 or more, they don't take longer than 8 weeks, so just be conscious of that. Okay, so here we go. We're going to go through this contract day by day, and it's not actually going to refer exactly to a contract. It's going to refer to days, and those days kind of refer to a contract. So take some notes. Day one, get home under contract. Make sure that you understand all the dates and deadlines and have funding in place. Take note that some bank addenda can be confusing, so be forward and clear about what you want so that you get what you want. All right, day two, do your inspection immediately. And what I mean by that is do your inspection immediately. Do not wait around, even if you have 7 or 10 or 5 or whatever days. get it done immediately if possible. If there are signs of structural, asbestos, mold, etc., what that'll do is buy you time to get a specialist out there. Regarding the rest of the home, I always, back in the day, got a normal inspector. At this point, I've viewed thousands of homes, literally, so I probably know more about a house than an inspector would that you'd pay $300 or $400 for. But until then, always pay the $300 or $400. It is so valuable that you learn a lot. Just think of each $300 experience or $400, whatever it is, in your part of the world, is an opportunity for you to learn a bunch about these homes that we are purchasing. So ask questions, get your money's worth. The next day is day 5, where we turn in our inspection notice. So the last one was day 2, where we did our inspection. I'm going to assume for a second that it took us 3 days to figure out what all the items are and what we want to do with it. So turn in inspection notice is day 5. I feel this is the number one way to negotiate with the seller. Typically, not to say that we're ever going to lie, because we don't, but people don't understand homes as well as we do. So, and they don't do it as inexpensively as we do. So if we turn in a bid, for instance, for an inspection notice on something, say for a sidewalk repair or whatever the heck it is, a roof, in my experience, we're able to do this work for significantly less than a retail normal market could do it. So submit your bid inspection notice based on retail numbers. And then always remember that asking for the moon, quote unquote, isn't necessarily going to help you. It won't help your reputation in your town. It's not going to get you to close the deal. If you're too far away, just walk away. And what I mean by that is if there's too much repair budget per the purchase price that you've made, just be honest about it and say that the budget has far exceeded what our initial thing was and we need to walk away from the deal. By asking for the moon and not being specific and trying to go fishing, so to speak, typically can ruin your reputation and you probably won't close on the deal anyway. So after we've turned in our inspection notice, we want to do a contractor walk. So once we've completed our negotiations, the contractor needs to get in there. Now, don't misunderstand me here. We don't want to get our contractor in there and waste their time until we know we can buy this property. So I've assumed in this day schedule that we find out right away, meaning the next day, because day 5 was turning inspection notice, I'm talking about day 6 doing the contractor walk, that we've done all the negotiations in one day. All right, so get your contractor out there as soon as possible. The more time you give them to get solid numbers is going to establish a better relationship for this person, and the more prepared they're going to be to mobilize the day after closing, which is what we want to do, because moving quickly is exactly what we need to be doing. Okay, now also on day 6, you're going to hopefully have your title commitment, and you want to double check your title commitment. Title companies screw up all the time. Even though they're insuring from the date of the sale forward, I've learned to double check for sure. Or excuse me, the date of the sale backward. Once you've received your title commitment, try to learn about these. They can be quite simple and quite unsimple at times, given all of the interesting things that are going on in the market these days. But nonetheless, try to learn a little bit from them. But more than anything, find a trusted title company in your community where you can send this over, pay $50 or whatever it is, and that money is so well spent that I can't even tell you. Double check your title commitment day 6. All right, day 10. So we're through negotiations. We've double checked our title commitment. We're moving forward to closing. We're ready to go. So as soon as we're ready to go, we are going to make sure that our funds are ready. So prior to closing the deal or prior to being under contract, we had funds in place. Now, a busy hard money lender probably won't want to be bothered until you're actually under contract. So whatever terms you decide to have with your hard money lender, you need to reach out to them so they get the heads up, because they're going to probably want several days, meaning like 3, 4, 5, 6 days from the time that they know you're under contract to when you are going to close. All right, now we're going to contact our insurance agent. So again, you probably don't want to call your insurance agent before you have solidified negotiations, but as soon as you do, 6 or 7, day 6 or 7, whatever that is, you want to call your insurance agent and make sure that this place is insurable, et cetera, et cetera. The other thing to note about insurance is that, and I'll probably talk this at more length in another podcast, but insurance is wildly different from a fix and flip to a buy and hold to just your regular house and beyond. Just be conscious of that and make sure that you're getting a policy that fits your project. Day 12, which is 2 days before closing, make sure that you get the HUD, which is the government issued calculation balance sheet page. Make sure it reflects everything correctly. This, until you get really good at this, you might want to double check with your title company or ask your agent or your consultant and make sure that all of these numbers make sense. Bottom line is, 2 days before closing, we want to verify all the numbers. That's what we're trying to say here. And the next thing is call the utilities. 2 days before closing, call utilities, tell them you're going to close on X day. You want those to be transferred at that point. So, 1 day before closing, we're going to make sure that those funds, we're going to triple verify those funds are ready to go and that the wire either goes out that day or the next morning for the closing day. Because it's not very fun sitting at the closing table, doing all your stuff, feeling all warm and fuzzy, and then next thing you know, the wire isn't in yet, and you don't get your house. So verify the funds. And then on closing day, if we've done all this properly, which this is really, it's happening quickly, so having things be a little chaotic is well understood. So all you have to do on closing day is bring your ID, bring your signature hand, and a big old smile, because hopefully you're buying an amazing property that's going to make you some money, get you excited about going and doing it again. So again, this is all pretty simple. You can listen to this over and over and over and over and take good notes, but this is all really simple. However, it is very, very important that all things get done. So make sure that it's done quickly and thoroughly. And if you need to, just establish a checklist. Not a big deal to have a checklist. So there you go. This is Jeremy Rupp with the Jeremy Rupp Show. Secret strategies to successful real estate investing and construction. Subject matter of the day: how to close a deal in 2 to 4 weeks. And as always, feel free to go to jeremyrupp.com for more information. Thanks for listening and have a great one. Bye-bye.